Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes!
Hi there, and welcome to the movie news. Let's start with a movie that topped the box office in the United States, but you've probably never heard of. In normal times, blockbuster movies usually dominate the box office charts. But on the 10th of June, one box office topping movie was watched by just two people in one cinema. Unsubscribe, a 29-minute horror movie shot entirely on video conferencing app Zoom, generated just over $25,000 in ticket sales on that day. Nationwide, the movie hit the top of the charts. This is because, of course, nothing else was screening. The budget of the movie was zero. So how was that possible? Well, it was the brainchild of Eric Toback, an actor and YouTuber from Philadelphia, and filmmaker Christian Nilsson from New York City. To reach the top of the box office, the pair realized that they had to game the system. They did so by exploiting a loophole in cinema ticket sales, known as four-walling. Four-walling is when distributors rent out a movie theater and buy all the seats. They wrote a script in one day, and the movie is about five YouTubers who join an online video call and find themselves haunted and hunted by a mysterious internet troll. The movie's protagonist, the killer, was played by Charlie Tahan, best known for playing Wyatt Langmore in Netflix's series Ozark. They decided to screen the movie five times at an independent theatre in West Hampton Beach outside New York. The film, Unsubscribed, can now be viewed on the streaming platform Vimeo. And of course, yes, from a marketing strategy, they are using the tagline, the number one film at the US box office. Baby Driver and Hot Fuzz director Edgar Wright has signed on to direct the kidnapping thriller The Chain. An adaptation of Adrian McKinty's best-selling book, the story follows Rachel, a woman whose 11-year-old daughter has been kidnapped. She is told that the only way to get the girl back is to kidnap another child, who will only be released if their parents kidnap another child, and so on and so on. Wright is coming off the psychological thriller Last Night in Soho, which will arrive early next year. Robert De Niro, Oscar Isaac, Donald Sutherland and Anne Hathaway are all set to join previously announced Cate Blanchett in James Gray's 1980 period drama Armageddon Time. Coming off the double success of The Lost City of Z and Ad Astra, Gray will pen and direct the big-hearted coming-of-age story that explores friendship and loyalty against the backdrop of an America poised to elect Ronald Reagan as president. Gray crafted the story based on his childhood memories about being a kid transitioning from the very different worlds of a public to a white and privileged private school. Kristen Stewart will play Princess Diana in Spencer, a new biopic drama that comes from the director of the movie Jackie. Filming is expected to begin in early 2021. Locke and Eastern Promises writer Stephen Knight has penned the film, which unfolds entirely over a three-day period from Christmas Eve to Boxing Day in the UK in the early 1990s at the Sandringham Estate in Norfolk. It's there Princess Diana decides her marriage to Prince Charles isn't working and she gives up the path that would one day lead her to be queen. Maggie Smith, Kathy Bates and Laura Linney will headline the cast of The Miracle Club, to be directed by Thaddeus O'Sullivan. Based on an original screenplay by Jimmy Smallhorn, the film will follow the journey of a group of working-class women from Dublin whose pilgrimage to Lourdes in France leads them to discover each other's friendship and their own personal miracles. The Miracle Club is scheduled to start principal photography in Dublin in April 2021. And finally, some viewing this weekend. The return of Ryan Murphy's drama series, The Politician Season 2, sees double-crossing, a three-way relationship, and a single-issue candidate that add up to a mud-flinging race for Senate State. This time around, the cast of Gwyneth Paltrow and Ben Platt has been expanded to include Bette Midler and Judith Light.
when my wife told me that she was pregnant, I remember thinking, wow, it worked.
We're pregnant.
And on Apple TV, a heartfelt and humorous documentary that celebrates the joys and challenges of parenting in today's world. Featuring six extraordinary fathers from across the globe, the film offers a first-hand glimpse into the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting through revealing interviews. Bryce Dallas Howard offers an intimate look at the dads in her own family, including a remarkable interview with her late grandfather Rance, her father Ron, and her brother Reed. Dads is streaming now on Apple TV.